You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Live after a planned week of vacation before the world blew up. But we are live during the virus because we are essential personnel. That's not a joke. We got letters from Homeland. What is it from?
Homeland Security.
Yeah. It might be a joke, Craig, but it's also true.
It's the Department of Homeland Security distributed two letters to us.
Yeah.
One saying we can button line if we need gas.
And speed on the way to work.
I know.
It doesn't say that.
That is not covered.
Don't try that.
I'm going to test it today.
But if there's a curfew or just a shutdown, and they see us out in the street and say, you can't be out in the street, we can produce a letter saying, I got to do dick jokes.
And okay. Dr. Mina and dick jokes.
Go on your way.
We have to provide a platform for Dr. Mina. In case you missed Doc, she was on the earlier. She's some great information, and that's on the podcast at TNTRadioEmpire.com. Nick, we're all here. We're essential. Nick's actually essential, too, by the way.
The fuel letter was the one that weirded me out. I'm like, why would this be an issue?
Yeah. Getting gas?
Yeah.
I know.
Yeah.
Well, in case people start hoarding gas.
That's a good point, because we're not really, I mean, my gas tank's full, so I don't go anywhere.
Yeah.
Well, there's also generators and fleet vehicles.
Who, in your opinion, is essential personnel? I keep seeing, the truckers got to keep rolling, and absolutely the truckers got to keep
buddy
rolling.
Buddy of mine works for a trucking company, and my home, one of my best friends, he drives and drops off supplies at restaurants for takeout.
Anybody involved in the supply chain. Yeah. Anybody? Airlines? Airlines got to keep moving.
Yeah.
Police officers.
They had a ground stop. But Michael, if you're listening, our buddy Michael's a pilot for a major airline. He's on vacation right now. I texted him last week. So he might be headed. I'm not sure if he's flying anytime soon.
But it was explained to me in an email from an airline employee that when Paul came out here, when Mercurio came out here too, with an almost empty plane, when I came home, it was nearly an empty plane. But the fewer people that are on that plane, the more cargo they can put in. The U.S. mail relies on commercial airlines. I
was talking to a
people stocking shelves.
My mailman,
our essential personnel.
My mail person, I should say, she's a woman the other day. And we were talking in front of my house, like old people do. You stand in front of your house talking to the mailman. But we had about six feet between us. We're talking about that and the weather. And I said, she's even busier now because the Amazon trucks are too full because everybody's ordering over. So that's to keep the economy going, people are ordering.
Was mail
stuff.
Lady wearing gloves?
Yes.
I keep hearing that those are the filthiest things that you're going to touch.
Are your letters, right.
Your mailbox and the gas pump.
Right.
The one time I went out.
I've been licking my mailbox for the Corona Challenge, by the way.
The only time I left the house once I got home, I noticed my truck was out of gas. And I thought, well, if Mad Max comes rolling through, I probably need a full tank of gas. So when I went out to gas up, I put rubber gloves on, and this is what I've read you should do. You put the rubber gloves on, you gas up, you take the rubber gloves off, and you throw them away before you get back in your vehicle.
Now we live in
gas. The gas pump handles are filthy.
We live in a little more spread out area than a lot of places. But if you're listening to us in this area, I do see, at least in this area, I'm not sure if it's essential, but probably is, to keep the economy going. They're building stuff still. I see that a lot. Construction guys are out. Construction guys are actually building. Now, most places have two or three people on a site working and doing stuff, and they're close, not any closer than we are sitting right here. So I don't know if they get the letters to say they're essential, but the essential thing is ours in case there's a total lockdown, right? Our letters?
Something like that.
Yeah, okay.
Right, that's in case there's a curfew or they say nobody can go out.
A shelter-in-place order or anything like that.
Yeah. Right.
Trash guys. We got a lot of trash guys.
Well, you know it's essential.
They are essential.
Grocery store workers.
Absolutely.
Totally essential.
Minnesota and one other state I think I was reading, they classified them as essential so that they could qualify for free child care from the state.
Right.
Okay.
But that's socialism.
Yeah, you got to have people working the stores.
Yes, you do. And they're out there.
And be nice to those people.
Oh, my God, yes.
Please, don't be asshats to the people at the grocery store.
No.
Employees or otherwise.
No. The lady at the Walgreens the other day recognized me, and she goes, hey, make sure you tell people to stop freaking out over our toilet paper. And I was in Walgreens yesterday, and still no toilet paper. I'm down to my final four rolls.
So you do have March Madness, then.
I'm just going to come out and just be crusty in here. That'll make me smell even better. Don't you know? I'm just going to let it crust up to prove a point. That you should not hoard toilet paper.
So, all of us here are willing to give you toilet paper.
Thank you.
Yeah, there's no smell.
Why do we have to deal with you not being able to buy toilet paper when we will give you some.
Just to prove a point.
That's your hill,
to
huh?
Who?
That is my, that's my hunger strike. My ass-wiping strike. Can you imagine that?
You're going to have to sleep here.
How bad would that be?
You got towels and you got water. You can clean the towel off.
Oh, yeah. And I was at the grocery
store. We bought a bunch of napkins.
I was at the grocery store a couple of times last week, and there was paper. There was TP there.
Oh, really?
You can buy it. Yeah.
Really?
You might have to go to a second store. But,
I'm not, it's
out there.
I'm not like Todd 2 weeks ago where he would have dropped. I'm just saying that the one I was at, there was none. And I was at two grocery stores, there were none.
I was able to find it.
Yeah.
And none of the Walgreens either.
All right, then. Yeah.
No, we had a supply at home. We're okay for now, but when Christy went out, she couldn't find any.
Yeah, yeah.
We just needed to, she was just going to get a couple more rolls.
Dumbasses.
Just for good measure.
Well, our buddy in New Jersey is checking in where they don't pump their own gas.
That's right. Oh, yeah. That's because they still have a rule to try to keep those jobs open.
So
right?
Are those guys essential personnel? Guys working service stations?
Yes, they
are. They'd have
yeah.
to be.
Yeah.
I think the same thing in Oregon. Yeah.
No.
Not anymore?
Not anymore.
You could pump, because when I lived in Oregon, you couldn't pump your own gas.
Right. Oregon got rid of that.
All right, so New Jersey's the only state in the nation.
As I understand it, yeah.
That does the full service thing anymore.
You going to start hoarding gas?
No, I have no intention of doing that, unless you think I should.
Well, as of Saturday, the average price in the U.S. was $2.15 a gallon for regular unleaded, 44 cents cheaper than a year ago, and they're saying it's going to go a lot lower.
I think.
Yeah, gas is cheap and plentiful.
Right. The government is actually stocking up for, the emergency reserve.
Well, yeah, but this also has to do with Russia and the OPECers fighting.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's true.
Oh, it's got everything
to do with
that.
I forgot about the OPECers.
Right now.
Well, demand has to be down, too.
Yeah, totally.
It is.
People aren't driving to work. They're staying
home.
Yeah,
some people say that gas prices might drop another 40 to 70 cents by late April or early May.
That's good for us essential personnel. We can get gas.
Right.
We are essential. We got letters. And you don't.
Apparently quite a few people do.
What? Who else has letters? Well, grocery store workers, right?
Sure.
Trash guys.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And,
Be nice to the trash guys.
I just got a call from a guy who said he's pest control.
And he's got that.
You're essential.
Yeah.
My neighbor got one. He works for a cable company.
Okay. So they give them
internet
to everybody.
Yeah. So
definitely the internet.
You got to
yeah.
keep the information going. And I think we fall under that category. Oh, new listener. But got the Dr. Mina segment. She was not exaggerating at all when she said we have a shortage of equipment for health workers. I'm in the healthcare field as a nurse. Currently, my facility does not have the equipment to help me protect myself from patients that currently have N1H1, swine flu. Yeah, same breakout that happened in 2009. Influenza A, and many other diseases. For me, as well as many other patients, I have only the thing I protect them as is gloves. A limit of one mask per shift and washing hands. I know the message has been stressed by her, but if you need to use this to stress just how important we need people to stay home, please use it. And this is coming somewhere in your state. I'm 45 minutes down the road, west of Omaha. So, yeah, they need stuff. Mm. They need you to... make some masks.
Yeah, could they use scuba gear?
Yeah, good point.
There's no filter on the mouth, but on the hose, though.
How about a full
snorkel?
On...
Is that the word you're
right? Thanks. Yeah.
Struggling for?
How about a full on Breaking Bad mask? Oxygen mask.
Oh, you mean like a gas mask?
Yeah.
I suppose that would work, but you got to clean those up every once in a while too.
I binged that, by the way. I finally watched it. I know I'm 5 years late, but what a great show.
Did you finish it?
Yeah, it was awesome.
I did finish it, Puss.
Are you done?
What a great show.
I'm telling you. Transition right into Better Call Saul.
I eventually will watch it.
The last season of that is running right now, and it's brilliant.
And what's the movie?
El Camino.
I'm going to watch El Camino next. I'm going to watch El Camino next because I like that dude.
So do you have to watch Breaking Bad,
yes,
Better Call Saul before you can enjoy El Camino?
No. El Camino picks up right after the end of Breaking Bad.
That's what I'm going to watch, right?
Yeah.
But I'll tell you the weird part. I don't binge. Because most of the big shows we've watched over the years, we watched in real time. We watched, all of us, at least a lot of us did, we watched Sons. I watched The Shield back in the day. So I was always on shows right away. And I missed a few, but I was on right away for a lot of these big, water cooler shows, So I felt weird binging that once I was done. I felt like they put 5 years into their life into this. And I went, zip.
Yeah.
You know, I felt like I was doing them a disservice. Now, I know it makes no sense to anybody, that particular thought.
Well, it's because you're not used to consuming TV that way.
Right.
You're used to, we'll watch this episode, and then we have to wait another week for another episode.
Not so much that. I watched that show, and they had great cliffhangers at the end of each season. I made sure I knew, because when you watch Netflix, sometimes you don't know when the cliffhanger is. So I'd go back and find out if this was the final year. And so I'd watch a cliffhanger. I'm thinking, it probably, to take it in per year, I think it would probably be a better way to watch this show.
But think of it this way.
But you know what I did like, though? I hate to say this.
All the TV's like that because, you know, it's the anticipation. Like,
right.
Watched
that real time, right?
No, yeah. I did. We binged it the summer that the final season was airing. So we kind of, over a course of like 3 months, we watched the whole series.
Okay. All right. But a lot of people watch that real time.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
But think of it this way. You are doing them a service because
I know I am.
5, 6, 7, 8 years after it ended, you're still going back to watch it.
Yes.
You're still giving it more life.
And I knew I'd like it before I even started watching it.
No, it's brilliant.
And it was amazing.
It's brilliant.
It was amazing.
And Better Call Saul is at least as good, if not better at times.
Netflix is going to release Ozark. Coming on Friday,
yes.
And I guarantee
you,
we'll be done with that by the weekend.
All because we're stuck inside.
Yeah.
Everybody's stuck inside. Exactly.
I watched
Spotlight, too, by the way, the movie that won
a great movie.
Pick me up, isn't it?
First of all, why the hell are you a Catholic? Watch that. Can a Catholic watch that?
They should.
They should?
Yeah.
That is brutal.
Mm-hmm.
Brutal. Especially when they give you the stats of what happened just in Boston.
Oh,
but what
a
great movie.
All and then the at the end with all the list, all the everywhere
cities,
it's happened.
Putting Omaha, just crazy. It's like a big criminal front for pedophilia. It was crazy.
Still,
that movie was so good. So good.
Well, they did a good job of not sensationalizing it. Just focusing on
the facts. And the actors are great. Michael McKay, they're all great. Yeah.
Yeah, I was telling you guys off the air, I broke down and signed up for Apple Plus and Disney Plus.
Yeah.
Just because, whatever, a couple more options. And
tell Nick about Disney Plus.
Yeah.
God, stab me in the temple.
But my wife and I, just over the weekend, finally got into the first couple episodes of The Morning Show
with
Steve Carell and Jennifer Aniston. Amazing show. Like, it's $5 a month, and if you can get it and watch it.
I also watched a good hour and a half, because I needed some laugh, of about an hour of it, the final hour of Hall Pass again. Remember, hey, Irish, can you get up front here with a huge black hog hanging in his face? That is so hardcore.
I've had to pass over a lot of those movies because the family's around.
Oh, I know. Well,
you know?
Yeah, that was just me at that point.
Yeah.
I didn't want anybody, because that scene when Owen Wilson gets pulled out of the hot tub, a big black dude's up by his face, bent down, trying to get him. And remember, the whole penis is just hanging there.
Yeah.
That stuck in the tape. Right there.
And he goes, hey, Irish, can you switch places? Irish goes, why? And they show his little worm. It's brutal scene. Yeah.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Hey, it's Todd and Tyler.
And thank you for listening to the podcast.
Please take a second to tell us how much you like the podcast.
And don't forget to comment.
Thanks again. On to the next podcast episode.